Well, you want to move on to session five. There was a lot in session five too. We upgraded the third eye center, and that pineal got really activated. The crystals in the Ajna center and how it affects the lobes of the brain. How did you all experience that? And what was your, do you have any comments on that that you'd like to talk about or any questions?
You mean our brains still have lobes? I thought we're just sort of one amorphous unified field at this point. Like, you know, I'm just sort of echoing what everyone's saying, but it's really, we've let go of all of those, you know, trainings that we got, you know, in 3D of like how to orient ourselves and how to think and, you know, what's this and that. And now we've just sort of let all of that go. I kind of feel like we're putting Humpty back together again, you know, in
yeah.
that.
And a higher iteration.
Yeah. And the king's horses and king's men maybe couldn't do it, but the she sure can, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's there's just so much, I don't know, I feel like wiser than I ever would have dreamed I could be, you know, in this lifetime. And yet I feel like a little kid, you know, with all of that enthusiasm and wonder and, you know, I mean, I hear a baby or a little toddler laugh these days and it just sends chills through my whole body. Like I'm, you know, I just feel so connected with the heart space of everything that, I don't know. I mean, I think of all of the sound codes that the Sanskrit language gives us, for instance, that the English language just doesn't, and where we would be in all of this if the word chakra didn't exist, for instance, you know, which is not an English word. And at the same time, it's like, as Milena was saying, like we built up this, and you too, Joan, we built up this individuality aspect of ourselves so that we're a foundation that we can kind of launch into our truer nature, you know, from that. And everything is just, I mean, in the chakra system in yoga, those chakras are all symbols and very rich. They're, you know, the lotus, thousand-petaled lotus, you know, of our crown chakra. And there's just so much imagery now, I think, as those holographics come, are just running through us, you know, all the time. So we're really anchored into our soul spirits now. I can't quantify like how much of our soul spirit could be in our body now. And I know sovereign in a body is a huge piece for all of us, because we couldn't be doing this without our bodies, no. You know, so, but soul spirit just feels very present. That's the only words that really I can put to that piece on the Ajna chakra and unifying. Like, I mean, we had in Mastering Alchemy, we'd done laser surgery to, yeah, you know, with the corpus callosum so that it wasn't rigid, it was more gel-like. And then we played with the left and right lobes of the brain. And now that just doesn't exist anymore. It feels like, anyway. But there's no lack of, it's actually becoming our unified field. So as someone already said so well, it's like it does feel like home.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pat.
Yeah.
Hi. I have really been enjoying listening to everyone and am struck by how cohesive it is. Beginning with Kelly's very first word of nebulous, and it makes sense. that the individuality is moving into a more amorphous thing and the entanglement. But I wanted to comment about the last session with the coherence between heart and head. Mm-hmm. And I think that when Andy and I were first listening to the Kasumi thing and really getting into, okay, we need to do this particular thing to become more of a fifth dimensional kind of body. It struck me, Joan, as you were talking about the neuron communication, that is part of that. That is part of coming home. That is part of our physicality coming home to itself in fifth dimension as well. And when I think about meditation and imagining the high heart, imagining the physical heart, imagining all the lobes of the brain, in particular, the pineal that has been lighting up more and more, that this is direct communication to feeling at home within our body, which is developing a fifth dimensional body. And I would add too that as I do that connection, I also do it with my gut brain, which oftentimes needs help. And there are neurons in our gut. We know that scientifically, but it seems to me now that line of communication goes all the way up. And physically, that feels like home too, as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. I have a question, actually, because I do go into the sleep state with that session 15 practice, like every night. And just to address that, Rosemary, is what I find from that, having integrated that into my daily life, and I just made a choice point at the beginning, you know, for that, is there's a building. I can actually feel a sense of building that has a very, it's a structure. We need structure for our creativity. So this provides a structure that builds higher dimensional refinement, sense of myself. And I don't really listen to, I still put the tape on as I do every night. It's a ritual that I have now, but I'm not I know the words, you know, from doing it all this time. And so I'm not listening to the words at all. And what I'm finding is I'm tuned more into the energetic transmission aspect of the communication, and the sounds are there, but they're just part of the foundational structure now. I don't know how much how much sense all that is making as I'm describing it, but it's very real in my space, I can say that. And there's this intimacy, not only with Kasumi, it spreads out. It's maybe a tension point, but it just expands from there. So that when I'm in the acoustic chamber, when I'm in the Temple of Light, it's just an extension of that. That's sort of adding to. Yeah, that's about, I could speak more about it, but I think that's the gist of it.
So what is the question?
Well, the two magenta flames, for instance, you know, Pat mentioned that's in that, the magenta flame of the Sacred Heart and the magenta flame of the pineal. For me, those words sort of lend to an attention point, but they're merged and unified.
Right.
As far as I can see. So that was my question to ask. Is it just a matter of like point here and pay attention to that for the moment and pay attention to that? But in effect,
it's one.
It is one.
One unified field of light.
That's how I'm experiencing it. So thanks.
Right. Well, we did some work back in Mastering Alchemy, where we had those, we were aware of those flames. And at that time, they were just a flame. And along the way, they have become a magenta flame. There's a color involved.
Magenta is the eighth color. Isn't that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we merged the flame in the heart and the flame in the pineal, because that alters the way in which the brain functions also, because you're guided by the higher part of you, which is your heart. And there have been studies done. The heart has electrical charges than the brain. So when that flame, that magenta flame became one, it was one unified expression of the element of love.
Okay. This is probably an opportune moment to mention that intermittently between you and John, and the image in the background, there's been a human heart-shaped red form that's been beating. I've noticed it throughout the whole session. I just want to say that, and it's there now again. It's like, it's really quite.
I chose that on purpose.
Well, thank you.
And I see it as a rose. Actually, it flashes as a rose.
Okay, I'm seeing it as a human heart.
Wow! I mean, that's pretty cool.
I've been watching it pulsate throughout the whole session that we've had so far. So it's I guess that's part of our higher dimensional.
Yeah.
Experience as well, right?
That's exciting.
These come to us. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Our time is dwindling. Imhotep, did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh, man, we're going to hand up.
Pardon?
Well, you know, I would love all everybody's comments. It was just beautiful. To me, the new sitter, when you talk about the new arrangement, to me, there's no structure.
Yeah.
The energy is just so refined. The light.
Mm-hmm.
Your light bodies. You're floating. Source. Energy flows through you. You become source and expression of source, a fractal of source, quantum entanglement. And as you sit in that space, and every time we have these sessions, we always end with holding that vibration. And sitting there and becoming more and more one and comfortable with that being who you are, which is source energy that flows through you. That's all you can be in your fullness. And then when you talk about the fifth section, it's the transformation of the body. Being able to hold that fifth dimension and being transformed. The left and right hemispheres of the brain merging. the pineal source energy flowing through the body, flowing through the chakras, and just transforming that, your body. The DNA. Ape, knife, and tip strands. The double helix. Form within form. We're putting on new gloves, so to speak. Just being introduced to this new body and this new self and who you are. And now trying to understand it and be able to transform things, being able to grow within it and understand. So thank everybody for the comments, and that's my experience. And you just sit in that. Hold that. When you meditate, find that. And your only mission is to hold that frequency. And then you think about the aspects, the higher mind, the soul star, the earth star, and joining. And then your connection. The Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the inner earth, the Andromeda galaxy. You have expanded through the cosmos. There is no separation, quantum entanglement. You are the center of the universe. The multiverse. You are the Taurus. Your energy can flow out and touch everything that is and everyone that is. Or you could flow inward in the Taurus and just continue to let that energy continue to flow through you, your body, your spirit. I could go on and on, but I'll take my piece with that.
Thank you. That was beautiful, Imhotep.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Milena, also in that fifth session, you had a whole piece about the eighth dimension and that 8-8 template. Do you want to bring any of that in now to review or to have people talk about?
Well, only if anyone has a question about it.
I think, you know, we're kind of coming to energetically as well. This has been a very potent discussion. Every one of you is holding a massive amount of light. And there was also a part in five that we upgraded the use of the electromagnetic, the epikinetic, and the ekabodies. And we also how that, since we have upgraded our physical body, how that has changed. So there was a lot in that session that bears your review before we meet again, because we're going to build on all of that.
Thank you.